It's Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert, and you're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, our guest says many adults have trouble maintaining friendships and building new ones, and she'll share some advice and research.
First, Governor Walker signed several bills into law yesterday covering a wide range of issues, including penalties for drunk driving, regulation of how long foreclosed homes can stay vacant, and whether local municipalities have the power to issue local ID cards.
Joining us to recap these bills is WPR State Capitol reporter Laurel White. Laurel, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, Veronica. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with a bill that increases penalties for drunk driving offenses in Wisconsin. What is the basic shape of that one?
So basically what this bill does is increases penalties for a variety of repeat offenders for drunken driving offenses. So the biggest change is that it makes a fourth drunken driving offense an automatic felony. Previously, that could be a misdemeanor if the offense was committed less than 5 years since the previous offense. So now that's automatically a felony, and it also increases the maximum prison sentence for fifth offenses and beyond. Pumping up those prison times from 3 years to 5 years for fifth and sixth sentences. Seventh, eighth, and ninth offenses are bumped from 5 years to 7.5 years.
And ideally, I'm looking at that four offense change that you talked about there, the fourth offense, people wouldn't get to that point. Does the new law do anything to affect the penalties for first, second, or third offenses?
It doesn't, Veronica. It's just going from fourth offenses and beyond, which is something that opponents to the bill have criticized.
Do we know anything about the price tag on these changes?
You know, the changes are actually expected to be quite expensive for the state. The Department of Corrections actually issued a fiscal estimate that they thought it would cost their department between $98 million and $129 million per year. And that's because, you know, these felony convictions and prison sentences obviously are being lifted. So that's more people in jail for longer amounts of time. Costs more money.
And Laurel, you mentioned critics. What kind of support did this have bipartisanship-wise?
Well, you know, it did pass on a bipartisan basis. People are saying that, you know, these increased penalties are going to be deterrents to people who, you know, might have a couple drinks and then think about getting in the car and driving somewhere. Governor Walker, when he signed the bill yesterday, had a family with him that lost a family member to a repeat drunken driving offender. And he said that, you know, the bill, he hopes that will save lives and prevent people from getting behind the wheel.
And Wisconsin is currently the only state in the country where a first OWI is a ticket and it's not a criminal charge. Did that question come up in the debate surrounding this bill at all?
You know, it did. But I think that, you know, the pushback on that was just that, you know, they're looking at these repeat offenders and trying to keep them from committing repeat offenses.
And we're going to move on to look at a bill that passed that had particularly strong impact in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. And officials there were hoping there might be a veto on this particular bill. But It's someone that affects urban blight and so-called zombie homes. Tell us about what that bill is and what it does.
Yeah. So first off, for those who might not be familiar, zombie homes are abandoned foreclosed properties. And basically what this bill does is it gives lenders up to a year before they have to sell these zombie homes. The previous law that was actually enacted after a 2015 Supreme Court decision, a unanimous Supreme Court decision, said that those lenders had to sell a property within 5 weeks. And that 5 week period was actually called a redemption period, and it gave the owner of the property a chance to pay their mortgage. So this is substantially increasing the amount of time that a lender has to sell the property.
So basically, it sounds like this new bill overrules that Supreme Court decision or overwrites it.
It does.
And what do officials in Milwaukee have to say about this?
Well, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett is very displeased with this new law. He says that it's going to lead to an increase in crime in Milwaukee because these zombie homes could foster criminal activity. He also says that, you know, when there are losses on properties, when lenders can't sell properties, they can walk away from them after a year. That's another part of the law. So basically the cost for tearing down that home, whatever decides, you know, what they decide to do with the home goes to the taxpayer. And he also said that, you know, the foreclosure crisis in Milwaukee has cost the city about $35 million over the past few years, and that there are about 300 zombie properties in the city of Milwaukee. So it's a pretty big problem that the city's facing right now. And he says this bill, this law, is just going to make it worse.
So, Laura, what was the thinking behind changing the time a lender can hang onto a property from 5 weeks to a year?
Sure. So the major proponents of this bill were the Wisconsin Bankers Association and the Wisconsin Mortgage Bankers Association. And they said that the law clarifies the process of, you know, how these properties need to be handled and gotten rid of. Basically, what they said was they had this 5 week window that they had to sell the house in, but it wasn't clear actually if the sale had to go through in that amount of time. So they said that this new 1 year period is a more solid parameter for them to work within.
So given, again, that this changed a Supreme Court decision, a state Supreme Court decision from 2015, do you think there could be a legal challenge in the works down the road?
That isn't something that I have heard about, but, you know, that could happen, I suppose. Yeah.
We're talking with WPR State Capitol reporter Laurel White right now, looking at some bills that were signed into law yesterday by Governor Walker. And the last one we're going to look at is one affecting photo identification cards and who can issue them. Tell us about this one.
Sure. So it was a very controversial bill moving throughout the legislative process. You may remember that there were a large number of protesters at the Capitol in February for this bill, as well as the Sanctuary Cities bill. Opponents to the bill, which is now a law, say that it's an anti-immigrant measure aimed at Milwaukee and the county that are looking at giving local ID cards to folks who can't get a state-issued driver's license or another government-issued ID card.
And what would those city or municipality issued IDs be used for, or what would they have before this bill?
Sure. So people wanted to, you know, the groups that wanted this, the undocumented immigrants, the transgender community, formerly incarcerated people, said that the ID cards could help them do things like get prescriptions or, you know, things where a photo ID is necessary when they can't get a state issued driver's license, things like that.
And what did critics say about that effort from municipalities and cities?
Well, you know, critics to that effort said that it was confusing, that state-issued ID cards are something that the state needs to handle, and so local governments really shouldn't be handling that type of thing, that created confusion for people. And they were also saying that, you know, local ID cards opened up the potential for fraud in voting or even in things like collecting food stamp benefits.
And when does this go into effect now that this is not an option on the table anymore?
I believe that it goes into effect this week.
And is that the case with everything we've talked about today?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that is the case.
And looking ahead, you know, this is the end of a legislative session. The governor has been signing bills. Are there more coming up that you're looking at?
Yes, the governor has been on quite the bill signing spree lately, which is to be expected now that the legislators have gone home for the year. Today he signed some bills on treatment and diversion programs, again, looking at drunken driving offenders, and also on some regulation on waterfront properties and requiring schools to provide CPR training to students. So he's out there, he's signing a lot of bills, and we're looking forward to a lot more to come.
Laurel, thanks a lot for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
That was WPR State Capitol reporter Laurel White giving us a rundown of bills that were signed into law by Governor Walker yesterday.